so many coaches in tennis, in golf. We'll have Gary McCord joining us in a few minutes to talk about the same thing. They overcoach, don't they?
Well, there's no doubt. The biggest problem in American tennis, people say it's their attitude and stuff. Well, it's part of it, but we are overcoached. I mean, one player goes to me, another player goes to you, and we all have good information, but they overthink things. I want to take a good, solid player, give him the right fundamentals, and how many shots are you willing to hit? If you're hitting more balls correctly than your opponent, you'll be prepared to succeed. To me, it comes down to how many balls you want to hit, how much time you want to spend on the practice court, and how intense. Work on things you can control, your attitude and your fitness, and no matter what, you'll be prepared to win.
Luke, the culture, the big event culture Bob Costas talked about last week, that baseball may be losing out to popularity, maybe tennis too, because we have such a big event culture. People want it. They want it right now. And so the athletes growing up with work ethic, they think that if they win one tournament, they're a superstar. How do you overcome that today?
I think it's tough. I mean, one great example, the Williams sisters dominated the game of tennis. Just brilliant in every single Grand Slam final for a couple of years. But in sports and in business, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. Look at Tiger Woods. He left his swing coach. He moved to a different swing, and he went down and he got into a slump. But it made him better in the long run. The Williams sisters did not evolve. The rest of the field caught up and passed him because, you know, in my opinion, it wasn't these other things, the fashion or the movies or distractions. To me, it was the work ethic. You've got to continue to evolve as a player in this case, where you're working on your weakness and forcing your strengths.